Should access to post-secondary or higher education be available and free to everyone? Well, ideally, yes, of course, it should be, but there are many pragmatic reasons why it's not. The obvious one is money. Who's going to pay for this? If we have everybody going to university, either the government would have to raise taxes or they would have to have some kind of way of subsidizing students to go. And the issue here is they may be a very high cost in doing that, but you also have to look at the output and what are the demands of the economy. So it's not quite a simple case of it being too expensive to do. As our economy becomes more and more skills-based and more knowledge-based, it may in fact be a good investment to provide post-secondary education for anyone who wants it, let's put it that way. Secondly, many of the universities, the higher education institutions, would argue that that students need to have some minimum qualifications before they come in order for the teaching in a university to begin at the level that's needed. Otherwise, a large amount of money would need to be spent on bringing those without the necessary knowledge and skills up to scratch. And again, that would really increase the cost of education, higher education. If we look at the Open University, when it started, anyone could enter, but only those that met the standard qualified. In other words, anybody could come in, but not everybody would come out because they wouldn't all reach that standard. So in a sense, it allows people to try, but it doesn't mean to say they'll succeed. And the problem with that policy is that you get a high attrition rate, a lot of people drop out, and you have the cost of wasted time and perhaps more importantly, the loss of confidence in people feeling they're not up to a higher education. So one way of dealing with this is to have a more differentiated post-secondary or higher education system, where in a country like Canada, we have vocational community colleges as well as universities, and somewhere in between, or maybe after a university, we have polytechnics. So there could be a set of ladders, if you like, or stepping stones that people could take in post-secondary education, but again, it has to be paid for in some way. In terms of what are should be the government's role, well, I think the most important role that government has is in quality control, particularly if students have to pay. If students have to pay fees in order to get their education, there has to be some way of guaranteeing that they're getting quality for that money. And so governments do have an important role in quality control. On the other hand, it's hard for government to exercise quality control unless they have some skin in the game. If they're not putting any funding into post-secondary institutions, then it's hard for them to get them to comply in terms of standards. So again, it's a rather sensitive balance. And you could look at a country like Canada and say, have we got the balance right between the amount of money which has been dropping year by year in terms of the cost per head of the population from government funding. Fees have gone up, and particularly international fees are now covering a lot of the costs of Canadian post-secondary education. Government's second role is therefore to provide subsidies to disadvantaged groups, maybe from those students coming from low-income families, for instance, whose families can't afford to pay full tuition fees. And that means either government grants or increasingly loans that students pay back after they've graduated. And the third role, of course, is direct funding to the institutions. The more money they give to the institutions, the less students should in theory need to pay. So that's another route that government could take, and that's a political decision. It's how much do you want to put onto taxis in order for students to get free access to university? And I think the question there has to be asked, does everyone need a higher education? Does everybody need to go to university? There are many jobs that actually don't need qualifications these days. Although I have to say in advanced economies, that sector of unskilled or untrained or uneducated at the post-secondary level worker is shrinking rapidly. Many of the best jobs now require a post-secondary education of some kind, although not necessarily a university. Many of the community college and vocational colleges in Canada, and particularly the polytechnics, provide excellent preparation for work without necessarily being a university, with the costs of research and so on added in. On the last question, are open universities still relevant? Well, they're relevant in any country where the demand exceeds the supply. They can be seen as a second chance, or they can be seen as a second chance for those who missed out through when they left school. But the flexibility argument these days, that they provide education in a way that's more suitable for certainly working adults, that argument is not so strong as more and more universities move into micro-credentials, into postgraduate courses that are more professionally oriented or work-focused and so on. So again, there is still probably a gap in many countries that the open universities can usefully fill, but that market is changing quite quickly. One role the open universities could or should be playing is that of innovation and providing alternative to the traditional system. But as the traditional system becomes more flexible, again, the open universities have to make a very imaginative pitch in how they can be more innovative and do things that the traditional universities can't do. So I think it's a very difficult question. I would like to see everybody who wants to go to college or university being able to do so. I'm not sure whether governments can afford for everybody to do that, but increasingly I'm not sure governments can afford for not having people who want post-secondary education to get it, given the need for increased levels of skill and knowledge in the workforce.